What I will do is after each module that I release, I'm going to go over the assignments and some of the content so that, you know, it'll be a recap or maybe just the first time hearing it. And then we'll just see what shows up for you in that from that content. So the first module that I talk about is self-promotion. And this is really the core of everything that we stand for. And it's really rooted in one thing, knowing your value. Now, from what I understood from both of you on your profiles, and actually on all the women that are in this group, there's absolutely no, you know, nothing on paper there that says that, you know, I'm not smart enough or I don't have experience. I mean, all of the women that, you know, that I work with are really strong in terms of the education experience, and they know their, you know, their worth there. But it's the confidence level and really projecting that confidence level in the outside in that communication. And although it seems counterintuitive, your value is really the belief that you actually have value to bring to the table is what's holding you back. Even though inherently you know that you know your thing, communicating that out to a larger audience. So self-promotion, I have a whole video on it. I actually have two videos. Part one is what was released to you. Now one of the assignments that I'm just going to go step through the assignments, so that way when you do get to it, you'll be very familiar with it. So the first assignment I ask you to go through is recognizing your accomplishments. And I promise you, if you do this exercise and really take a step back and recognize, you know, not just the big things, accomplishments, but even the smaller things that you may have done, you know, you'll start to deep dive into things that you haven't recognized before. And in order for you to project that confidence outside, you have to change your inner game, right? It's, you know, the outer game is what's suffering. The outer game is what you're being challenged for, and I totally get that. But let's not forget, I was in your shoes, right? I've been in your shoes, especially you, Anna. I know you said you deal with a very, you know, aggressive, bullying environment in healthcare in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I hear that more and more, again, from women. I think the last woman, Yolanda, said she was in healthcare. So, you know, what this whole thing is about is changing your inner game to change your outer game so that people will see, you know, the strength that you have. But you have to really own it. So in this exercise, I just ask you to name 3 to 5 accomplishments in your career that you are most proud of. Let's strip away all the drama. Let's strip away all the people that may be holding you back. And let's really just take a step back right now. And you may, when you're doing this exercise, you'll want to ask your friends, your family, your colleagues. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be you alone. And that's one of the biggest holding blocks that we as women face. We like to be one woman armies in every front. And I can tell you, no matter what you take on, you know, in your career, you can't do it alone. So let's just take Jen, for example. She was interested in moving away. She's a software engineer, and she's interested in really taking advantage. I'll just say taking advantage, but she's interested in jumping on the new opportunities in data governance in her company. So that's what we queued her up for, and that's where she is right now. But, you know, you're going to need help to do that, right, Jen? You're not going to just, you know, press a button and make it happen. So you have to speak to the person that, you know, you would just refer to, and you have to start, you know, getting your foot in the door, explaining why you're well qualified. And we talked about that last time, why you're qualified. In other words, what's your value? Just think of that word value in big capital letters. It's all about your value. Now, let's just simplify this really, really on a smaller scale. If I'm charging, let's just say hypothetically, $1 for my service, I'm coaching someone, I'll just use coaching because that's what I do. I'm charging someone $1, and they pay me $1 to coach them for an hour. Even though they're paying me $1 and I'm receiving that $1, the expectation from them is that they're not just getting that $1's worth of coaching, they're actually getting that plus more. And that's the way I go into everything that I do. I'm not just doing my job. I'm doing my job plus more. So they may pay me $1, but I'm actually going to be delivering on $2 worth of value so that they believe they're getting the value out of hiring me. It's the same thing in companies. Now, when I was working in IT, it was the same thing. You get a job, a project, an initiative, whatever it may be, and you execute it from A to Z, and you knock it out. Let's just say, you know, you get all the tasks down. As women, we're very task-oriented. Okay, so you get those all down, but There's also the value. Yes, did I deliver? Yes. But did you really go above and beyond that? Did you give more than necessary? Maybe you were training some folks on the team while you were delivering that project, or maybe you were, you know, working late hours or whatever it might be, or wrote the documentation. So that's really where this is coming from. I'm leading up to a point where at the end of the day, you walk into your company, into your hospital, Anna, your company, Jen, and you're owning your value. And until you do that, until you really are rooted in that, you will not project that confidence level. But I promise you, once you do, your communication will fall right into place. The people that you're networking with will be attracted to you. The resources and the opportunities and the people just come into place. And it's not magic. It's because that's how you're perceiving yourself. And so the value is flowing throughout. And it is energy. As you know, I'm very much centered on energy work and believing that those resources do come to you once you're moved into that space.